This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. A young man went to see a fortune teller and she looked at his hand and said, "You will be poor and completely miserable until you're 41 years old." "And then what'll happen?" he said. "Will I become rich?" "No," the fortune teller said. "You'll always be poor, but you'll become accustomed to it so that it no longer makes you miserable." Well, as I thought of that, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? When people are not sure of what tomorrow brings or they're not sure what to expect in life, they really kind of struggle and go to people like a fortune teller to try and find out some stability, some answers. So what do you expect of life? Has God got any part of your life? I want to say this morning that God can and does the unexpected thing. When life fails to meet your expectations, you could expect God to come and do something for you. I mean, many people say, "Well, look, I asked God for help and he didn't help me." And we become discouraged when we think that God doesn't meet our expectations and people let us down. And we believe that we live in this cause and effect world. We believe things are supposed to turn out a certain way. If we continue to do A, eventually it'll result in B. But have you noticed that life doesn't always work that way? And it's in those times that I think deep down we expect God to come and do the unexpected. After all, we've got nothing to lose. Our lives may not be going anywhere. But remarkably, we may discover that the unexpected exceeds all our expectations. The old wise man was talking to a boy, and the boy asked, "What's the world's greatest lie?" And the old man said, "Look, it's this, that at a certain point in our lives, we lose control of what's happening to us and our lives become controlled by fate. That's the world's greatest lie." And I think he was spot on. What's controlling your life? Do you say that fate controls your life? Well, the Christian faith says that God, a loving God, is with us, that God is huge, that he's the author and creator of everything, and he's bigger than anything we can fathom. He's our hope, our best friend. So it's not about luck or fate, but God is the God of surprises, because I want to assure you today that God can show up anywhere, especially when we least expect him to appear. And one of the great men of the Bible was Moses. You can read a lot about Moses in the Bible. Most people have heard about him. And in Exodus chapter 7, God is about to do the unexpected thing for Moses. We find that Moses is in a lot of trouble. He's alienated from the world. He's been to Pharaoh seeking deliverance for the slaves, the Hebrew slaves. And Pharaoh, he only wanted the burdens of the Hebrews to be increased. He wanted life to be really difficult. And so Moses finds himself on the outer. He's one person in a world of confusion. He doesn't know what to do. And then we read in Exodus chapter 6, the Lord spoke to Moses in Egypt and said, "Look, I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything that I tell you." But Moses said, "Look, since I speak with faltering lips, why would he listen to me?" And God said to Moses, "I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. And you are to say everything I command you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of the country. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my miraculous signs and wonders, he won't listen to you. I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it." Here was a huge task, a monumental task, and poor Moses became discouraged. But God told him on that occasion, "Look, you've got to expect the unexpected. Pharaoh will think you're God, and God will intervene in an amazing way with a few surprises of his own." It was almost like Moses said, "I can't do it. I can't speak. I'm not brave enough." But he came to God and God said, "Don't sort it out yourself. Let me come and I will do it for you." Well, dear God, why do we think that failure is a final thing in our lives? We make many mistakes, but in the midst of these mistakes and experiences, you come to us with forgiveness and hope. May we realize that with you, anything and everything is possible. Amen.